Rating my Halloween costumes from last year, part one. You know, I have to give Poison Ivy 10 out of 10 because this went viral. Like, I look so good. Like, amazing, cute, love it. Next up, we have this beautiful mummy costume. I'm gonna give this a, honestly, 9.5 out of 10 because just look how good I look. Like, this is such a unique and customizable costume, and you just look so good. We have the Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, kind of basic but very, very cute. I'm gonna give it an 8 out of 10. I'm sorry, you guys, I'm just giving you all 10 out of 10s. Look at my freaking dog Daphne. Hello, this is so cute. The wig was a little much, but 10 out of 10 for effort because, hello, I freaking got my dog out for this. Okay, so this is Victoria's Secret Angel. Like, where's your wings? Hello. They didn't actually come in time. I'm gonna give this particular costume that I did, like, a 7.5 because I don't even have wings, and yeah, you need your wings if you're gonna be an angel. Like, hello. We have Miss Katniss Everdeen from Hunger Games. I actually thought that this was really cool because this was a corset, this was a belt, this was a stick with a piece of floss on it that I turned into an arrow. These were just leggings, and then this was like a long sleeve top, and then just boots. And then I found this like gold brooch that I put right there to look like the little Mockingjay thingy. 10 out of 10 because I feel like I really look like her. Ruby Roundhouse from Jumanji. If you haven't watched the movie, watch it. I think this is really good. Actually, I've not seen anyone dress up as this. I think I'm going to give this a 9 out of 10. I feel like I really aced all of her look. And then these little gloves, which I actually cut the finger holes off of, so 9.5. Now we have this black cat. Very, very basic, of course. It's literally black thigh-high boots. This was actually a tie, like my dad's tie, that I just wrapped around my waist to use as a tail. Actually, I'll give myself creativity points because my hair, I made it into little cat ears. I think that was very creative. It's an 8.5 out of 10. Beetlejuice. Obviously, it's not identical to the Beetlejuice outfit. I think none of my outfits are exactly identical. I thought this was very creative, and the lip that I did was like a black and green like crackle lip, and I had like purple eyeshadow, and I think this was like very cute but still unique. Like, I've never seen anyone do this, so yeah. And I think my hair is like the perfect amount of messiness for this look, and then I also did wear combat boots with it. I'm gonna give this an 8.5 out of 10. I'm not sure what I could have done differently to make it better, but like, I could have. This was last year's Love Island cast. Of course, we all know and love for the most part Rob from Love Island. I think this was good. I really ate up that tattoo of the snake on the arm with the little toy of the reptile. Yeah, and his iconic overalls. I think this was like good. And then it was also like a duo costume, so this was like, this was more of like a generic Love Island member, not exactly a specific one, but I think I did good with the little microphone thing right there and the little outfit. So I'm gonna give this little pair 9 out of 10. I think that was creative. We have this party animal. I think this is very easy to do. You all you need is like, you know, animal print. And then this was actually not a party hat. It was a piece of like paper from like scrapbooking thing that I had that I like twisted to make it into a party hat. It was like one of those glow in the dark necklaces. I think that would be perfect for if you were at like a party. You know, you could like see you a little bit more. So I think this is cute. I'll give this like 10 out of 10 just because it's like so easy and you could really customize it and do whatever you want. Guys, that's it for now. Follow for more Halloween videos and I'll see you guys in part 2. Bye.